Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Glory.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Good chapter, Matthew.
Yes.
In the sermon, Jesus said, "Think not that I have come to destroy the law and the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, to heaven and earth shall pass away one jot, one tittle, and that shall no wise be passed from the law. Shall all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Embracing. Embracing the will of God.
All right.
Now let us just talk about embracing. The will of God.
Come on back.
If you started this new year, and last year we talked about the fact that God wants to have a relationship with us. A real relationship with us. Not just where we talk about it, but where we actually live. Do the things that are according to His will. And what are the things that are according to God's will? What is it that what God really wants of us? Many have written off the Old Testament and said that if it's not in the New Testament, we don't need to worry about it.
That's right.
But the Old Testament really tells us and teaches us God's will. You go through, you see the law. Those laws are what God wanted us to do and the way that He wanted us to do. Now the law is a law according to, if you go to Google, you find that there are many definitions of law. Sometimes we can't just hone in on one. But when we think of a law is something that is rules that are given with a penalty for not giving. So we know that in the scriptures we find that the penalty is no longer there. But that doesn't mean that the will of God isn't documented in those laws. The fact that we are now saved by grace, it doesn't take those laws away. That's God's will. When we go through the law, when we go through the prophecies, we'll see all the things that God meant to happen. And we go through the poetry where we find that there are so many people who testify about how good the Lord has been to them. And all in the Old Testament, we find out about God's will and about how He wants us to react to His situations and how He will react for us in our situations. It's all His will. As we go through all of that, the Psalms and all of the things that are in the Old Testament, it's something that we need to hold on. The will of God is documented in the Old Testament. Over and over again, we can find out how God handled situations similar to the ones that we're in right now. We find how He handles the things and how He does and what He appreciates and the things that He hates. We don't have to question it. We can go back and find it all documented there. How God feels about situations. How He wants us to handle the situations in our lives and how He will be there for us in all of those situations. The will of God, it's all documented there. But somehow it seems that when we read the sixth chapter of Romans and find that somehow we're not living under the law but under grace, we sort of misunderstand what Paul is telling us there. Paul is not telling us that now we don't even worry about sin anymore.
Come on, Pastor.
But somehow we've gotten to the point where we start feeling that. We can keep pushing that envelope until something happens. God's going to keep on allowing us to do things, and all we have to do is pray and ask forgiveness, recognizing that He is the Son of God, and He's able to forgive if we just put it in His hands and ask Him for forgiveness. And so we continue to push and move further and further away from the will of God. We know what God's will is, and it's documented right there. But as we start off this new year, I think that we as a church, I'm not talking about just we as a church in this building. I'm talking about we as a church, we who call ourselves the household of faith, who make ourselves a list of things that we're going to do for the Lord. And the fact that we do live for the Lord and we accept Him as Lord, we who are the church. The church needs to stand up against what the world is doing. What the world is going against. but we look up.
Amen.
Somehow it seems that we're not willing to do that, though. Somehow it seems that socially, if we've accepted certain things, that the church either goes along with it, or somebody considers us to be totally out of step.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
We're not living the way we ought to, or we're pushing too hard, we're being too narrow in our opinions. No, we're not being narrow in our opinions. We're going to live according to the will of God.
Amen.
And I believe if we start off this brand new year, mm-hmm. we ought to step up and say we're not going to go along with what the world says. We're not going to go along with what we recognize as sin. We're not going to step along with those who are walking in directions that we know God would not have us to go.
Amen.
We need to be strong as a church. We're going to worship. We recognize he's holy. We recognize that he's already righteous. We recognize that all power is in his hands. We recognize that he loved us enough to send Jesus to die for us.
But
all of that, why can't we just line ourselves with his desire? And live according to his will. We've got to do that. Otherwise, we're just like everybody else. We don't want to be like society.
We want society
to recognize that they need to be like us.
But
somehow, because of the grace, we just sort of take that grace and say, well, whatever we do, we know we can be forgiven and we keep pushing further and further away from what we know is God's will. Further and further away from what the Word says. We can find it in the Word that we should not be doing certain things, but somehow we go ahead and say, well, that's the way it was then.
Come on, man. Come on.
God has not changed. God will not change.
Amen.
God has been God, always will be God. The God of glory is the God of earth as well. I want to try to live and be what he would have. I'm asking you to embrace the will of God.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to not embrace what the world says is okay now.
That's right.
We need to be willing to stand up for what we know God would have us to do.
Amen.
Live the way we know God would have us to live.
Yeah.
Walk away from situations that would bring us closer to what Satan would have us to do. As much as we realize that we have the grace, and we have the strength, there's spiritual strength in the grace. We're not only forgiven, but somehow by having the grace, there's some spiritual strength and there's some sanctification where now we're able to be strong and stand up against sin. It doesn't mean that we're not going to sin. It doesn't mean we're not going to stumble every now and then. And that's therefore the grace allows us to be forgiven for all the sins that we commit. But that doesn't mean, as Paul is saying here, we don't need to just sin and
sin.
So there can be more and more and more grace.
No,
we need to make sure we don't misplace God's grace.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we're not just going out and doing things, recognizing that we're able to be forgiven. We keep doing things knowing that we're still going to make it in the glory. We keep doing things that are against God's will because we know we have grace. We know that God is willing to forgive us. You know, God, Jesus died on the cross and that blood was for that sin that I'm planning on doing tomorrow. Misplaced grace. We can't go along with what the world is doing.
Amen.
And somehow I say that now more than ever. It seems that the world is just pulling further and further and further away from what we know is the will of God.
Amen.
We're able to do almost anything and say that it's all right. Everybody's doing it. But that's the way it is now. I'm not going to be out of line with everybody, but I do this. Everybody does this now, Pastor Stater. No. Maybe everybody else is doing
this.
I'm on the Lord's side. I recognize him as holy. I recognize he does things for me.
That's
the gruesome thing. Now, I'm on the Lord's side. I know his will. I'm not going to go against God's will because everybody's doing it. I'm not going to do something that the world is doing because it's comfortable.
I'll
be a wife to do that anyway. The world says it's all right, and I'll enjoy being on Satan's side. I'm on the Lord's side. I'm going to walk according to his will. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You see, the more sin, the more grace. The more we sin, the more God flows his grace on us and forgives us. So should we keep on sinning so that there'll be more and more and more and more grace in the world? No. We need to try to minimize the required grace.
Amen.
We don't want to keep on asking for more and more and more grace. Because that means to me more and more and more disobedience.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means to me more and more walking outside of the will of God.
Yeah.
We as a church need to separate who we are by the way we react to the situation we face.
That's right. That's right.
Whatever you do, you know God's will.
Yeah.
Do it according to the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
Walk according to His will.
Yeah.
You can go through the scriptures and without getting into any detail, you can see what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Come on, because
he was being extra mean. I've heard Billy Graham and others say that if God doesn't do something with us right now,
my Lord.
He gave me sacrilege to say this, but he said if God doesn't do something right now, because of some of the things that are going on in the United States, if he doesn't do something right now,
yes,
he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology.
Yeah. Oh my God. Come on, Pastor.
Certainly, I wouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. But it's been said by many people that Sodom and Gomorrah, where we are, where we're going,
my Lord.
The things we're doing,
my Lord.
Sodom and Gomorrah, well, say what?
Say so. Yeah.
We can't go along with the world. No matter how much the world starts looking at situations and saying that this is really okay.
Come on.
Right, right, right.
God's grace, God's mercy was not meant to dig to the levels that some of us are going, or the world is going spiritually right now.
Mm-hmm. All
right. We as a church need to separate ourselves from all of that. We need to stand up. And somehow, over and over again, I've heard people stand up and go against some of the things that are terribly wrong in the world. And after they do, somebody says, you shouldn't have said that. And then they come back on TV
or put
the article in the paper, apologize.
That's right.
For what they said. Well, I guess they're really apologizing for what they felt. They're really apologizing for what they think is truth. They're really apologizing for saying what somebody didn't want to hear them to say. But I guess I'm going to say what the Lord puts on my heart. I can't go along with it if you're not going to the rest of God. I can't say that I think it's all right. I'm not going to allow myself to be aligned with something that I know is outside of the living room. That's what I'm saying to you, church. As we start off this brand new year, I'm asking you to align yourself with the will of God. And not allow yourself to be pulled into going along with supporting and standing behind things that you know are against God's will. I can't do it. Now I'm praying that somehow you have that spiritual strength, that decision that deep down in your heart that you're going to stand up for Jesus. Jesus wasn't saying that the law was no law. As a matter of fact, somebody who feels that all the law and the prophets were no longer essential or no longer real or didn't mean anything anymore, Jesus said, don't think that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets.
That's right.
I've come to fulfill the law and the prophets. I've come and those things that are God's will are still God's will.
Yeah.
You need to be forgiven by God's grace.
That's right.
And you have strength to be able to stand up against Satan's power.
Yeah.
All of that's in place. Yeah. But God's will is still God's will.
Yeah.
What God would have us to do is still what God would have us to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to embrace His will and recognize that He expects us who call ourselves the household of faith.
Yeah.
He expects us to stand up against the wiles of the devil.
Mm.
Satan's not going to give up on you. No, and he's going to keep on trying to water down our religion, water down our belief, water down our commitment. But don't allow yourself to be watered down. Somehow get stronger and stronger in the Lord. Every time you go through, I don't know about you, but every time I go through, every time I face a situation where Satan almost gets me down, and somehow God helped me to wrestle my way out of that situation, I'm able to get up and run again. I can tell anybody, I'm on the Lord's side. I'm going to keep staying on the Lord. I get stronger with every situation. Somebody's got joy in tribulation.
Yes,
more than tribulation, work is patience.
Yeah.
And patience, experience. And experience. Well, I just give me more hope. I know that God, when I've gone through it, Lord made me stronger. Mm-hmm. You stand up against the world.
Yes.
You stand up against those things that Satan would have you to do.
Yes.
You stand up with Jesus.
Yes.
And you'll find that every time you do, you'll get stronger.
Yes.
And you'll be better at it. Satan thought he had you, but somehow he didn't have you.
Yes.
God brought you through it.
Yes.
So next time it'll be easier for you. You're not going to face the situation and say, well, now I'm done with him. No, he'll be gone. Yes. In another season, you'll find Satan right back again.
Yes,
sometimes he even piles on.
Come on,
he gets you part of the way down because of your finances. And then it kicks you a little bit medical situation. And then it gets you almost all the way down, and he tries to roll you over in the dirt. He just going to pile not just one thing. Over and over again, he's going to keep things to try to get you
back.
Let me tell you something. When God gets you up,
yes,
he picks you up out of that
church.
When he will choose that place where you were wounded,
when
he helps you to get your finances to a point where you're not struggling all the time.
Come on.
When he brings you through those things, and look what the Lord has done. Look how he brought you through. Look how he lifted you up. Strong in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I went through something. I didn't know how. God wants you to embrace his will. He's not going to beat you up about it.
Yes.
But we have grace.
Yes.
We have forgiven for the time we failed to meet his will.
Yes.
Stand and be all that he would have us to be.
Yes.
His grace and his mercy.
Yes. Thank you.
But we don't need to have an overdose of grace and mercy.
Yes.
Somehow it seems that all we're doing, the way we're living, we're just expecting another, I guess, my daily dose of mercy.
Yes, sir.
That's becoming my daily dose of sin.
Yeah, all right now.
My daily dose. Don't expect a daily dose. Don't even ask God for a daily dose.
That's right.
His mercy.
Thank you.
His mercy.
Yeah.
Continues to flow. You're going to have the mercy. I know I'm going to stumble every day, so I'm going to do my daily jokes. But don't look forward to having a situation where you know you're going to do something that requires a level of forgiveness. Instead, try to do his will. The world is going to pull you in a different direction. Now, that's what this message is about today. We're starting a new year. The world is going to try and is trying to pull you away of God's will. The world is painting a brand new picture of what is okay and what is right.
Wow.
The world wants all of us to align ourselves with something that we know, or many things that we know, are against the will of God.
Amen.
I'm asking you to resolve in this year, decide during this year, as you start off this year, you will not align yourself with the things that the world is doing. But rather, embrace the will of our God. He has some things for you. He has some blessings for you. There are some situations you're going to go through. He has some ways out. He'll bring you out over and over.
Yes, he will.
He has mercy and grace for you.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants you to embrace who he is. Embrace his will. That's what I'm asking you to do in 2014. Just embrace the will of God. Don't allow yourself to be pulled away from God's will by what the world is doing. By what society says is all right.
That's right.
Just because there is mercy enough to forgive you.
That's right.
Don't allow yourself to get on that list where you need more and more and more and more grace. Because of what you've done. And because of the way you've lived. And because of the way you've let go of God's unchanging hand.
That's right.
Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, we recognize, Father, that right now we are living under grace.
Yes, Lord.
And somehow it seems that as we go through life, we realize that the times we stumble and the things that we do wrong, we find that we're being forgiven for all them. But Father, let us recognize that we ought not continue to stumble. We need to pull ourselves up and walk according to your will. We need to stop going in directions you would not have us to go. And turn our face to you and do your blessed will. God, we realize that all we need to go in the direction that you would have us to go is GPS, God's precious Son.
Amen.
And we're going to align ourselves with Him, and we're going to walk according to His will.
Yes, sir.
God, we realize right now as we watch television, read our papers, that somehow the things that we consider to be terribly wrong, totally outside of your will, have become acceptable, not just acceptable, but expected in our society. We ask, Father, somehow we're strong enough to not only stand up, but be willing to let the world know that we're standing up. Not hide our decisions and our desire to do your will in the closet, but come out and let everybody know I'm on the Lord's side.
Yes.
And I will not go along with all that's going on around me. I'm going to be a beacon if necessary.
Yes.
I'm going to be one who everybody can see standing up for the God of the universe. Thank you for your love.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you.
Thank you for your grace.
Thank you.
All in the precious name, the powerful, the adorable, the healing name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's stand.